Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Reeling in the Years is back, as you know. Sunday, it's the turn of 2011. And on the line, we have Henry Healy, cousin of Barack Obama. How are you doing, Henry?
Hey, Ray. How are things?
Good to talk to you now. Just to bring us all right back to the 23rd of May, 2011. Charlie Bird. Come in, Charlie.
The heavy squalls of rain didn't deter the 3,000 or so people who had lined the streets of the village since 11 o'clock this morning. And remarkably, as the president's motorcade drove into the village, the sun broke through the dark clouds. The president and the first lady were greeted on their arrival by Mr. Obama's distant cousin Henry Healy and the mayor of North Tipperary, John Kennedy, and the Cathaoirleach of Offaly County Council, Danny Owens. Then the remarkable walkabout began. Hands clasped, babies kissed, autographs given. The president and Michelle Obama seemed to have a moment for almost everybody.
What a very special day, Henry.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's hard to believe it's 10 years ago.
Yeah. Do you get goosebumps when you hear that back?
Yeah, you do. It's like reliving a dream, you know. It was a phenomenal experience for the whole community and obviously for our family as well. And you do see it on various programs the odd time and people speaking about it and stuff, and it was a good news story. Everyone was speaking about 2010 being that depressing year, and Moneygall was able to be in a little bubble of its own in 2011 with some positivity and a positive outlook with this hope, change and an inspirational guy coming to visit, you know.
And when did the whole story start of you being related? How many years previous to that?
2007, when then Senator Obama declared he was running for the office of president. A genealogist by the name of Megan Smoleniak, she began researching his roots and traced everything to a headstone in Ohio that said Kearney, Moneygall, Kings County, and the search reverted back to Ireland and Canon Stephen Neal and the baptismal records here locally as well.
Wow. And then you were the eighth cousin of, and I was just watching that today. That was Charlie Bird's. But when he arrived in the village, and people who know the village of Moneygall, it's just a street, really, isn't it? And at the top of the street then was the old homestead.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that was probably one of the areas where the general public lost out, because there were no cameras in the homestead, but it was probably the most emotional that President Obama got on the visit, was because he walked in those doors and he was greeted by John Donovan, who owned the house, and he was told the story and the history of it. And I can still hear to this day the echo in the room of him pounding his foot on the timber floor. And what I remarked was, what he said was, "This is where my grandfather's grandfather left from." And it still strikes me to this day, because everyone say it's so distant, and it is distant, of course it is, but he was able to bring it that close. You know, he knew his grandfather, and his grandfather obviously knew his own grandfather. So, you know, he was really bringing it close, and I felt close to home. And everything he took in, he gave back verbatim to the First Lady as she came. She followed in a few minutes after into the ancestral home. He really took it in, and you know, in 2015 when we visited the White House, there was a pencil drawing presented to him as well. Of Fulmouth Kearney, his third great grandfather, and that still hangs on his office today, right. in Washington, yeah. in the presidential office of Obama. Yeah,
and that day, so the helicopter landed out in the GAA pitch, and then the motorcade came in. It stopped at the top of the street opposite the homestead. He was introduced to you, and that John Kennedy, the local politician, and you walked into the house with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
But one of the first things he did was, though, as you recall, because you were here as well that day, Ray. He shot across the street and he began engaging with the general public. And to be fair, the stories you hear now from people who followed him up along the street and different things, and he, you know, shook his hand more than once. People, you know, really got a lot of personal time with him. Like, it was, you compare it to the Queen's visit, which was 3 days. President Obama's here for 12 hours. And, you know, of those 12 hours, 45 minutes were supposed to be Moneygall. He stayed an hour and a half. It was a flash in the pan when you think of 2011, but it's most memorable
big
occasion
moment.
For us
and,
all.
He went from Moneygall back up to College Green and he made this speech. Well, this is just part of the speech. Here we go.
Hello, Dublin!
Yay!
Hello, Ireland! My name is Barack Obama of the Moneygall Obamas.
Hey.
And I've come home to find the apostrophe that we lost somewhere along the way.
There you go. What was the first thing he said to Henry?
He greeted me and said, I believe we're related. And he began asking me what I was working at the time. And then we were interrupted pretty much immediately as by the First Lady. He introduced me to the First Lady and I can still see her. She glanced her hand up and down, gesturing towards the two of us. I can see the resemblance, you know, she was saying in jest.
Yeah,
and then they went on, as I said, they crossed the street and began engaging with the people.
And he grabbed a baby out of the crowd. Go on, sorry.
He grabbed three babies out of the crowd.
Right,
Right. And so there's been three different babies and, you know, and one of those babies was baptized, was christened a couple of weeks afterwards, and their middle name is Barack as well. So,
it's
strange things happen.
Yeah. And we've spoken to you a good few times since, and you were back and forth to the White House.
Mm.
And are you still in contact with Barack Obama?
Yeah. Yeah, as I was saying, sort of to your Niamh, your researcher earlier, I said, I can contact him, but. As it is, very close relatives and people around me, I struggle to make conversation now because there's nothing to speak about. So I don't contact him just for the sake of it, you know. But I have ways of contacting him or members of his team as well, you know. But I'm sure he's pretty preoccupied with his podcasts and getting the second volume of his book out.
And will you be sitting down to watch Reeling in the Ears on Sunday at 6:30? Sorry, 8:30, isn't it? 8:30.
Yeah,
sorry,
definitely. You know, without a doubt, it's going to be great to look back. And I always say, because of the build up to President Obama's visit at that time, we missed out on the Queen's visit. So it'll be great to relive that as well. So
I've been trying to guess what song they're going to play alongside. You know, try to predict it. So see what you think. Okay. So I went through all the hits of 2011. Right. So they'll show all those, look, that great footage, the baby kissing and all that. He goes into Ollie Hayes' pub, comes back out, motorcade back out to, the helicopter takes off Dublin. And then, the night is closing in. The night is closing in and he has spent his 12 hours in Dublin. OK, here we go.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
It's Vader Ling. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It's Vader Ling.
What do you think, Henry? It's gone.
Definitely. I know my universe hasn't been the same.
Since
I was very glad he came. So.
Right.
it's great for me as well.
Henry, great to talk to you. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Ray.
Enjoy it. See you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cheers.
Mind
yourself. You look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else
can see you and me. Turn the lights out now. Yeah, glad you came, Mr. Obama. Now, we'll stop that and we'll go to a quick commercial break. Here we go.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.